Episode 1236, Make Food Fun.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. You've made it to the middle of the week, and it is Wellness Wednesday, and I hope you're ready to put your wellness hat on. It's all about nutrition. Make food fun. It doesn't have to be bad this summer. We can do this. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, as you know, food is a necessity for survival, but some food isn't always the best for you. When you can't have what you want, make food fun. Making healthier choices doesn't mean you lose all the flavor and fun. You can enjoy healthier food and still eat what you like, just not every day. For me, root beer floats, just not every day. I wish I could, but my body says, oh no, you can't. And that's really the key. Eat for your health and make food fun. So let's get ready for some kitchen science. But first, a word from our sponsor, Health, Hope, and Inspiration with Reverend Percy McCray, created by Cancer Treatment Centers of America. A cancer diagnosis has historically been considered by many as life-threatening, but that is not always the case. If you or someone you love has cancer, there is hope. In recent years, there have been some amazing discoveries by the medical community, new techniques and treatments, drugs and therapies. Every week on the Health, Hope, and Inspiration podcast, Reverend Percy McCray will inspire you with practical information for your real-life questions about cancer prevention, treatment, and overall healthy living. Each program is designed to encourage your heart, educate your mind, strengthen your body, build your faith, and give you hope. You'll want to listen each week by subscribing to the podcast at healthhopeandinspiration.com. Well, who doesn't like pizza? If you want to get rid of a lot of those extra calories and sugar, try swapping out your traditional crust with cauliflower crust. Now, don't wrinkle your nose at me. Cauliflower pizza crust is actually really, really good. And I want to let you know that in the show notes, you can get a copy of the recipe. It's really not that difficult. And eventually, guess what? You're going to see this done on our new YouTube channel. Oh, I'm so excited. We've got some fun things around the corner. But you know what? I can't give it all away. We just got to start with little bite-sized pieces. Now, my favorite, French fries. French fries, love them. But instead of the fried part, go for the sweet baked potatoes. Oh, yes. Notice how I put the word sweet in there first, even though it's really baked sweet potatoes. It still is all the same, you know, turn the word around because the idea is you want it to be enticing to you. And you can use also an air fryer. If you haven't experienced an air fryer, oh my goodness, I'm going to start showing you some of those recipes. An air fryer is a godsend to our family. It's great for kids to work with. It's great for moms on the go. It is just a great thing overall. I cannot wait to let you see how that works and you experience it. But if you don't have an air fryer, that's okay. Bake them in the oven. I mean, sweet potato fries, yum, yum, and they're much better for you. You know, and if you really want some dipping sauce, you can try salsa or get the real mayo. Much better for you overall. Now, how many of you just love rice or mashed potatoes? Well, give cauliflower a mash. Yes, it actually can be really yummy. And another sneak peek here is instead of using white rice for your Chinese food or your Asian dishes, use cauliflower rice. You can buy this in the frozen section of the freezer at your grocery store. And it's great. You don't even have to, you know, bulldoze it down yourself. You know, you don't have to put it in the food blender or anything because sometimes you feel like with cauliflower, it takes a bulldozer to get it just fine enough to where it feels like it actually is rice. Well, guess what? They take all the work out of it for you. And that's what you want to do. So go check out your frozen freezer section for cauliflower to make that great rice and add it to anything. And if you want to make it mashed potatoes, all you have to do is cook it, smash it a little bit more and yum, yum, yum. Okay, who doesn't love pasta? I love pasta, but my body hates pasta. So go for a spiralized zucchini or spaghetti squash. Cook what's in season. You know, be creative. Again, make food fun. It doesn't have to be horrible. And guess what? Your kids will enjoy it too. You know, when they were growing up, when I had my home day school, and when I just even just had my own children, I would call broccoli little trees. And I'm like, do you all want your little trees to eat? And they still to this day, they're like, yes, Mom, we know. You wanted us to eat our little trees. They thought they were just cute. We want to make food fun. We do it for our kids to entertain them because we want to sit and have a conversation with maybe our spouse who's across the table, or we just want a break and that is our peace and quiet. Whatever you want when it comes to dinner time or lunchtime with the family, be creative with your food. Make it fun. When you're an adult, you still can have fun with your food. Look at broccoli as eating your little trees. You know, build it up if you want to. Add in there some fresh carrots. It really doesn't take a whole lot to eat healthy and to not sacrifice flavor. Okay, so let's get into the chocolate. Who doesn't love chocolate? I sure do. Like a chocolate candy bar, right? Okay, so it is summertime and you're gonna want your chocolate. Well, instead of just going for the chocolate candy bar, grab some strawberries and melt down some cacao, okay? So that's actual real chocolate. You can dip it in, let it harden, and then you can have that as a snack. That's more of a treat than just filling your body up with crud. And guess what? You won't eat as much because you won't need that much. It's so rich in flavor. Now, if you're a big mayo person, yes, I know, I made the suggestion, heaven forbid, that we go for, instead of ketchup, go for mayo. But if you want the real stuff, go for mayo. However, instead of just plain old mayonnaise or, you know, that brand called Miracle Whip, go for some avocado and Dijon mustard. It does the body so much better. And if you do have a sensitive gut, that's a better option for you. How many of y'all like ketchup? Okay, well, I've got a boy that ketchup is like his middle name. Well, it's really not, but it should be. Instead of ketchup, go for salsa. Now, if your kids are little enough, guess what? You can make these swaps for them right now, and they're not going to know the difference. Now, as they get older, you may have to try some convincing, but I promise you, it is well worth it. How many of y'all like Taco Tuesday? Okay. Well, for us, it's Lettuce Tuesday. It's not really the taco shells, but for them, a few of them, they'll have the tacos. But for me, it's leaf lettuce. And you know what? Actually, what do we like about the tacos? Okay, chips and salsa, I can see. Hard to replace that part of it, you know, the dipping area of it. But when it comes to tacos, all you're needing is that crunch. So use a romaine lettuce. It's already kind of folded in half. Fill it with whatever you want. Pick it up and chow down. It is fabulous. Now, one thing we can't leave out, it's going to be hot this summer. We just came from up north and it was over 100 degrees. Crazy breaking records. Okay, so you're going to want to cool down once in a while poolside. Do so with some great ice cream, and not just any ice cream. Go for the coconut ice cream. It's actually yummy. Now, I know you're not going to find it in the big half-gallon sizes. You're going to have to buy the little pint size, but you know what? You don't need a whole lot. Remember, the idea is to satisfy what you're wanting, and that doesn't mean you need to eat the whole pint. It's like 5 to 7 bites, and honestly, we only need about 3 to satisfy that initial craving. If we could get down to putting that into practice with our habits and how we eat, especially the stuff that's not so good for us, we're going to do our bodies so much better this summer, and guess what? You will actually lose some of the pounds that you thought you might actually put on. Whoop, whoop. Yep, raise the roof on that one. It's a positive note. Now, who likes potato chips? Raise your hand. Okay, most of us do. A part of it is the saltiness. The other part is the crunch. If you are a potato chip connoisseur, go for your kale chips. Or you could do lightly salted popcorn. Now, overall, the kale chips are better. And I know you're probably like, they just don't sound tasty. So if you're wanting something a little more salty, go for the lightly salted popcorn. But the kale chips, if you could do that, it's so much more nutritious for your body, and your body will thank you later. You may not like it initially, but again, you're making some sacrifice, so what? So you can have a bite or two of those extra things that you want. Another fun one. We love buffalo wings. How many of you like buffalo wings? I love them. So instead of deep frying them, which I know maybe tastes better to you, bake them instead of deep frying them. Also, here's a great place you can use an air fryer. Now, if you're going to bake them, I like to do it at about 450 degrees for about 45 to 50 minutes, okay? And on that, what I do is I take the buffalo, or the buffalo wings. They're not buffalo yet because you haven't sauced them. They're just wings. So I lay the wings out on my grill pan that I place in my oven. And I drizzle them with whatever oil you want. I happen to use olive oil. Sometimes I use avocado oil. Depends on what I'm in the mood for. It really doesn't make that much of a difference. And then I add just some pink Himalayan salt. That's it. I put them in the oven, 450 degrees, bake them for about 45 to 50 minutes. If they come, if they're thawed, you can go less time. If they're frozen, you're going to want to stay at that 45 to 55 minutes. It depends on the heat of your oven. You know, if it runs really hot, you'll go a little bit less. So just watch them. The idea is you want to get them just crispy. Bring them out, and then you're going to put the sauce on them. Sauce to whatever your liking is. Now here, since you are giving up the frying part, then use the sauce that you like, okay? Because actually, you're not going to have too great of an infraction, basically, on your healthy part of it by using the sauce that you love. So put the sauce on that you like. Sauce them up, and then guess what? What makes them really good is put them back in that oven for about, depending upon how much sauce you use, about 4 to 7, maybe 8 minutes. You don't want to leave them in there too long where the sauce begins to burn, but you want to get that sauce a little bit crispy on the outside, because then guess what? You're going to bring them out, you're going to sauce them one more time, and then you're going to indulge in your buffalo wings. Aren't you just hungry by now? I sure am. So try that instead of using the deep fryer. Also, it's a great way. You can pre-cook these, have them done, and then when you want a quick dinner, you already have them, you warm them up again, okay? And you sauce them up, put them back in, get them crispy, sauce them up again, and serve them. It's a lot less time. And at the summertime, you don't want to spend it in the kitchen, right? You want to be poolside. You want to be with the kids. You want to be on vacation. You want to live. Even if you're having a staycation and you're staying at home all summer, I love those. But make the kitchen a fun time. Make food fun. Whew, are you exhausted? I sure am. It's all about to have foodie fun. That's what we're looking here. Easy food swaps for healthy living. Now, I want to talk about some condiments and some spices and things like that that you can use that are very, very simple to add in. Number one, table salt. Throw the table salt away. Not good for you. Instead, use pink Himalayan salt. Guess what? Walmart, Target, they all have it. It's almost everywhere that you go. And you don't even need to have a cracker, so to speak, because pink Himalayan salt is your coarse salt. So when you grind it out, you've got to have it in a grinder. Well, guess what? You can already buy it in a grinder. So you don't even need a special shaker for it. Just buy it. And it's not that expensive. And it's very potent. It's a real salt. So you're actually going to use less. Woo! Bonus. Saves you money and is better for your body. All around goodness. Number two, ground pepper. Don't use ground pepper. You have to use so much of it, and you really sometimes don't know, well, how much or what really is in there. What's the additional stuff that's in the ground pepper? Instead, use fresh cracked pepper. Yes, you can buy this also in a grinder. You can buy different flavors. There's Hawaiian ground pepper or cracked pepper. There's all different kinds. Try them out. You know, I would suggest using one at a time. Try it for a week. Use it on different things. Like when you make hamburgers, you really don't need to do much seasoning to it, except for maybe a little Worcestershire sauce and then a pepper and a little bit of pink Himalayan salt, and you are good to go. Number three, vegetable oil. Not so good for your body. Not at all. Not good for your heart. Go and move yourself over to coconut oil or olive oil or avocado oil. Depending upon the heat that you're using and how hot it's going to be, coconut oil is a great place to start. Otherwise, you can also use olive oil and avocado oil. All are great changes in not using vegetable oil. Vegetable oil does not do the body good by any means. Number four, margarine. You don't know what's really in there. Have you really read those labels? It's kind of scary. If you can't pronounce it or you don't know where it came from, you probably shouldn't be eating it to begin with. And another fun fact here. Have you ever noticed condiments when you leave them sitting out and maybe it's left in a jar or it's, you know, you didn't rinse your sink out completely, so it's sitting there on your sink. Look to see what it does. See how it hardens. Or like, does it all peel off together? Because if it does that, just sitting out, think about what it does to your body. I'm just saying, remember, your body is a chemical reaction. Your eyes see gorgeous, yummy, sweet, healthy things, but your body still just sees it as a chemical reaction. So no matter if you're eating healthy or eating junk, it's all chemical reactions. So be aware of what you're putting in your body. It does matter. So when you're going for that margarine, think again. Go to real butter. And you don't need a lot. When you're wanting flavor, when you go real, you don't need a lot of it. Now, one thing that comes up all the time is gluten-free. Should I eat gluten-free? Well, that's really a personal preference. Honestly, gluten-free can be good for you. However, gluten-free doesn't make the food healthier. Now, I'm probably going to do a whole episode on gluten-free eating and what it does because there's some ups and downs and all around, and there's a lot of misleading information that's out there in the market. But you have to understand, when you pick up a packet of something and it says gluten-free, it's taking something out and putting something else in. You still need to pay attention to the labels. Know what you're eating. Just because it says gluten-free doesn't make it healthy, okay? That's where we have made a mistake. For a person who eats gluten-free because of my body, then yes, I make sure I know, but I still stay away from most of the stuff that needs gluten in it or typically has had gluten in it in the past. You know, you can get gluten-free cookies, but really, do I need those processed cookies anyway? Probably not. I should use another option and make a healthy swap and make food fun instead of just making it because, it's processed food and it's easy and I'm just going to grab that. No, not so much. Go for healthy is better. Healthy eating doesn't have to be boring. I know you want it to be easy, but it can be both. You got to make food fun. If you want yummy popsicles, we cannot leave out the popsicles for the summer. Make your own. Use fresh fruits that are in season. Also, if you've got like ripened bananas that are kind of going like, oh gosh, what do I do with it? A great thing to mash them down a little bit. Throw in some strawberries. Add in a little bit of your own juice. Okay, maybe you've got some oranges laying around or watermelon that you can do, seedless watermelon, or even using flavored water that maybe you threw in some cucumbers in or you put strawberries in. So you can use that. It doesn't even have to be juiced juices. But I don't want you to like grab the stuff from the store in a carton because, again, you want to know what you're putting in. So if you're eating something and drinking something that is 100% as real as you can get, that's great. But if not, try to juice it yourself or squeeze your own. Okay, because it makes it so much better. And make your own popsicles for the summer and allow your kids to do it too. Allow them to be creative. This is a good way to try when you go shopping in the produce department. Pick up a fruit that you don't know that is, you can tell they maybe just marked it down like a kiwi. Most people don't know anything about kiwi, but they are so yummy. Now, yes, it is a different fruit, but it's so great when you put it into popsicles and it's great for your body and it's got a kick to it. So you don't need a lot of it. And what you can do is you can make a popsicle bar and let the kids come in, pick the fruit that they want, blend it, pour it in their thing. They put the sticks in, you put it in the freezer, and by the afternoon when it's really hot, they get to eat what they made. Oh, yummy. And you do too. Much better even than smoothies. It's cold. It's delicious. So try it. Make food fun. Now, a few bonuses for your taste buds. I know you're getting hungry, so we got to finish this episode. All right, a couple bonuses that I want you to think about using this summer. Ginger, cinnamon, and turmeric. All of these do the body well. You want to be healthy. Add these in. Cinnamon, I add cinnamon in to almost anything and everything. Ginger, turmeric, Yeah, experiment. If you're, you know, got steaks on the grill, throw some ginger and turmeric on them. Okay, hamburgers, same thing. Hot dogs, do it. Guess what? You do it. Don't tell anybody. They'll never know. And dill is my favorite. That's an extra, extra bonus. I love dill. There are so many health benefits to dill. We could be here just for a whole episode of dill. But I have done a few of those, so go back and listen to those episodes and see what works. Now, we do have some things coming up on Create Your Now TV. Yes, my babies are off for the summer to a degree, and they're going to be helping me. So we're going to get fun in the kitchen. Yes, we're going to bring science to the kitchen, and that's going to be coming up soon on Create Your Now TV. So if you haven't already signed up for the newsletter, we are in the process of revamping that. That's going to be coming out. There is a lot of things happening. You want to be in the now. So make sure you've signed up for the newsletter. Make sure you subscribe to the Create Your Now TV YouTube channel. All those links are in the show notes for you. Also, if you are a social media fanatic, there's different areas. You can find us on Facebook. You can find me on Instagram. And those hopefully will become more populated as we get moving and grooving. It is tough doing all of this, and I'm bringing in some of my babies to help me with it. So it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a growing experience for both me and for them. And hopefully it will give you a little bit of healthier living to creating your now. Well, we have taken up a lot of your time today, and I know this summer is going to be fantastic. Make food fun, okay? Food can be fun. And it also can be healthy. And guess what? You can still have the things that you want. Just don't make it an every hour occurrence. Don't make it an every day occurrence. Maybe once a week, but you know your body best, so treat it as such, okay? Make this summer count. It's going to be an extraordinary summer. I just know it is. I cannot wait to hear from you. If you like this episode, be sure to subscribe. And guess what? Leave me a note. I would love to hear from you. You know, it takes a lot sometimes to do these episodes, and sometimes I'm like, I wish they would tell me more. So drop me an email. My email is in there, in the show notes. You can just send me a quick little note. You can reach me also through the website at createyournow.com. And if you are so inclined and you want a free coaching call with me, I do have a free gift for you. Click on the link, take aim in the show notes, and that will bring up a form, and you get a free gift from me, a coaching call. I cannot wait to talk to you this summer. And you know what? That's all we have for today. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. Make food fun. Can't wait to see you in the kitchen. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.